my first question is, Bruce, just a real tough hand to let Jesus go.
Yeah, I think anytime you are doing something like this, it's there's no fun attached to it at all. And yet, you know, I'm at the end of the day, how this hockey club does sits on my shoulders, and you know, this isn't a decision or something that I just thought of, you know, this morning. It's been on my mind now for a few weeks, and I just felt that we were getting to a point where a decision needed to be made. And you know, my assistant Lauren Fry was certainly involved with me in all the decisions and the, you know, the thoughts that were brought forward. And you know, like I said, there's zero fun in this at all.
Bruce, the timing seems curious.
Well, I think when you're making your mind up about what you want to do, I didn't just make my mind up on Friday night. I made my mind up a while ago, but it's working to find somebody that's going to be the replacement. And there's all kinds of guys out there that want the job, but it's whether it's the quality of person that we want to come in and get it. And so obviously that has something to do with some of the timing. But, you know, I'm still working on that. And, you know, hopefully by tomorrow or before the weekend, we'll have somebody in place.
What type of coach?
You know, I met with them all this morning, and when you're dealing with a bunch of young guys that, you know, this has happened to, I think that they're probably disappointed. And, you know, it's not a great part of the business. And, you know, I'm sure being young guys, they'll bounce back. I don't think there was anybody in the room that had any animosity towards the head coach at all. So
he hadn't lost the room or anything like that?
No, I wouldn't say that.
What type of coach are you looking for? A guy that motivates? Are you looking for another player?
I think that one of the things that's concerned me now for a while has been, we used to have, and I hate to use the word culture, but because it's way overused in my mind, but we had a culture in our dressing room for many years here through the Ryan Huska era that everybody coming into Kelowna to play us knew that they were going to have their hands full. And I just have sensed the last couple of years for sure, probably more than that, that it started to leave the room. And that a lot of the time is based on the characters you have in your room, and that's on me. That's not on the coach. My job is to get the players here, and I think that that's something I really hope the person we bring in is going to bring a little bit of character back into there somehow.
Do you hire from within? Do you look at your assistant coaches?
I'm looking at them, but no. I think I've got a couple of guys that I'm zeroed in on, and I'll probably have a good idea by tomorrow.
Did you want to nip it in the bud because the Memorial Cup is next year? Did you say, hey, look?
Well, you know, that's a good question, Reagan, because I think if you're going to make a change, we're better off making the change now than waiting to the end of the year and starting over. Whoever's going to coach the team from here on in, I got to believe is going to be the coach next year, and that's probably, you know, a good thing from our perspective.
What's going to happen tomorrow night if you don't have someone in place?
We've got two assistants that are very capable to coach.
So the assistants are still there?
Oh, yeah. There no changes there yet.
You talked about a change of direction. Are you talking about play, a type of voice in the room?
No, I think, like, to be real honest and realistic here, you know, this is a team that's got four or five high-end players on it that are going to be, you know, solid NHL prospects. And then we have a group of guys that are trying to find their way still. So I think that, you know, the team game is going to be a real important part of this, but working on the little parts of the game that make you better. And I think we got to get back to that. And I just think that, you know, for years this team's been made up of some pretty dynamic, skilled players. And, you know, we don't have a whole group of those right now. And this is all comes back to the trade for Leon Draisaitl and Josh Morrissey when we gave up picks. And so eventually you pay for that. And that's no excuse. Lauren Fry and myself, our job is to make sure we get players in here, and that's what we're working on feverishly now.
So you believe your record at 4-10 should be better?
I don't know if that's fair. I think we played some teams that, if you go back, Regan, you know better than anybody. When you look at the scoring, the overage players have been the difference in those games, and it was no mystery to us that we weren't going to be very strong in the overage side going in, because you know, we had a number of 2 19-year-olds turn pro, and that's, we just, not many other teams have that. And it's not an excuse either. We didn't find a way to acquire anything this summer that was going to change it, and we tried with a couple of guys, and it didn't work out for them.
Yeah, was it 4 coaches in 5 years now?
Yeah, it might be it. You know, we had Ryan Husky here for a long time. He turned pro. Danny was here. He turned pro. And then
Brad Ralph
was here for a year and didn't work out. And Jason's been here for 2.5, I guess you'd say. And, you know, I feel, like I said, right from the start, this is, if you think this is fun, you're sadly mistaken.
Bruce, can you elaborate a bit on why it wasn't working out with Jason? Why he wasn't the guy to lead this team through the Memorial Cup?
Well, you know what? I want to be real fair to Jason here, that the talent is part of it. That he was doing the best he could with what we had. And yet, when I'm looking forward to the Memorial Cup next year, whoever coaches this team, I need to get them to get the group together, and we need to decide who's going to be here and who's not going to be here when we finish this season. And we'll start working away. We already have started working away on adding some other players into the lineup and looking for, you know, players that we think will fit into the puzzle. It's going to be a team that's going to not just be in the Memorial, but compete to win it.
Bruce, is anybody really surprised that this has had to happen, considering the record? And what was Jason Smith's reaction when you had to tell him?
No, I think he was surprised. He was disappointed. And like I said, it wasn't a real long conversation, and it usually isn't in those situations. But I think we're all disappointed that we haven't got a better record. And yet, I'm the first to be realistic with this, is that, you know, we've got a young group that we're trying to mold into a better team. And as I said all along, we've got some real high talent that's just taking time to get them over the hump. And, you know, I'm hoping a new coach will get them along even faster.
Can you remember how many times you've had to fire a coach before?
No, I don't know, 4 or 5, I don't even know. You know, it is, like I've already said, it's, if you think that's fun, spend your day at the dentist.
First, it strikes me that you're...
No, I know what I want, Phil. I want somebody that has got a little more bite to them. Probably, our team needs to play with a little more up-tempo, and that probably needs to be the personality of the coach somewhat, too.
I guess that's maybe what you thought you were getting in Jason, though, going from Brad Ralph to Jason Smith. Was that bite, and maybe he just wasn't the head coach you thought he would be?
I can't say that for sure. I think that, you know, in Jason's case, he came to us as an assistant coach with Ottawa, and came in and was a player development guy there too. And those are great attributes that we need to add to, that are good to have with your hockey club, because they're dealing with the younger players. But at this level, we're dealing with 16 and 17 and 18-year-olds, not 19, 20, 21-year-olds. So I think it's a big adjustment. And I, honest to God, it may sound odd to you guys. It's just, I just don't think we're going where I think we need to go. And it's, I don't think it's a real blame to Jason on this. It's my job to get the players here. And this is a year where we didn't have a real good group of players to start. We're working hard at that now.
Bruce, you were a pretty honest guy. Young players these days get the message.
He's a heart and soul guy. There's no doubt about it. And anybody you talk to that played with him, he's special. So, but today's youth is a different animal to deal with. You know, really our only strengths with them and keeping them in check are ice time. And I'm a real believer that discipline needs to be a big part of it here. And this team has been penalized regularly too much. And I think that's going to be a big part of whoever comes in. A mandate from me will be that let's get back to staying on the ice and playing. And, you know, we're leading the league in penalties right now. And we were close to it last year. And we're not a tough team. We're just taking a lot of foolish, lazy penalties. And that's got to change.
You mentioned playing an up-tempo style. Jason was a defenseman. Chris Millett was a defenseman, Travis, a goaltender. Expect to see somebody with forward experience.
I don't think that matters. I don't think that matters. The way that these guys come in as coaches today, they're all from structured environments that everything's being taught that way. So, and the game is all about speed now, and that's, you know, that's where we're gonna have to go to, and we've been trying that. So,
you mentioned guys that have struggled coming back from pro coaching junior. Obviously, Jason, that was his first head coaching gig. Brad Ralph as well in that position. Talk about the importance of having past junior experience, or is that a factor? I mean, are there really any NHL guys?
I think that's real important, but I don't think that's everything. I think, Larry, that you know, somebody. At the end of the day, it's all about communication with these guys today. And if you can't communicate with them, then you're not going to get them to play for you. And I think you'll see that from the NHL on down. And when we're, you know, I was at a seminar this summer where we had three NHL general managers talk to us. And we asked them, what's your biggest problem? And they kind of would go on and on about Fortnite and everything else. And I just laughed and said, just wait 3 years and you'll see what you're getting. So. But that's youth today. They're changing, and we have to change with them to find ways to get them to be motivated to do what they need to do to play at this level.
Do you think a different coach, Regan kind of asked this already, but do you think a different coach could have got different results to this point in the season, or coming in to work with the group? I know you put some pieces in place now. Maybe the team can take a step forward, but do you expect a different result from a different coach this season?
Yeah, I hope so. Like, this team's... We need to make the playoffs. It's very, very important to me that we make the playoffs, because we're going into a season next year where we have to have a little bit of experience of what we're going to go through. And I think that if we just were to throw it away, we'd be making a foolish mistake. And in our division, I mean, we started the week we weren't even in the playoffs, and now we're kind of in them. So it's there's still time. And that's another reason why now is probably a more logical time to do this than later.
But it seemed like you were gaining on Prince George already with Jason this past week and a half.
Yeah, I think, but we started to get some mileage out of some of our young guys. They're going pretty good.
And
so,
the new guys are fitting in.
And the new guys are fitting in is right. But it's still, there's lots of work to be done here.
Right, for those of us, you know, who are at the games on a regular basis.
Sure there is, and it's disappointing, to be quite honest with you, for the success of this team for the many years. And yet, I have a funny feeling that it'll rally back to where we're used to it being, but the move today has got nothing to do with that, trust me.
The fact it was a Memorial Cup year next year, did contract extension ever come into your mind with Jason? Because we knew this was a contract year for him, and maybe that was a bit of a surprise that there wasn't a contract extension.
There was never any conversation of any contracts. Nobody has a contract passed this year.
Right. Including the assistant coaches?
Yes. That'll be his decision. Mm-hmm. That'll be his decision. And, you know, like I said, I'm dealing with a couple people, and you know, hopefully by tomorrow we'll have somebody in place, whether they be here or not. By then, it'll be time will tell.
When Jason arrived, same assistant called the opportunity to make that decision.
Yep.
Obviously, this is the time of the year there hasn't been any firings in the NHL. So the guys that are coming in, or potentially coming in, are guys that have been on the sidelines to start the season that couldn't find a job elsewhere. Does that concern you at all, that it's somebody that wasn't a wanted commodity at
nope,
the start of the season?
Not at all. Not at all. The guy, the two of the guys I'm talking to, they aren't in that category.
Sounds good.
Okay.